the Bible says, I want to get that to you again here in closing. I have many other scriptures. I'm going to leave them out. I want to close with that particular verse here over in Hebrews, the 6th chapter again. Verse 12, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Promises that God made Abraham. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he sware by himself, saying, surely, blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he received. You want to receive? Patiently endure. Follow somebody. Be not slothful, but followers of somebody who through faith and patience have inherited the promises. Amen. And the blessing of Abraham. Don't be like Esau. Sell out for a little bit of pleasure, fornication, and some good food. Don't sell your birthright. And then after a while, God will give you plenty of good food and a family and all the benefits that God gave Abraham through the legacy that's resulted from faith. It was first, obey me and leave home. Get away from your kindred and your people's house, or you're not going to get no blessing. God, you hang around home. Shoot, you won't get nothing. Oh, you maybe make it to heaven. Somebody's going to have to rule over you the rest of eternity. I want to sit up there with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How are you going to sit up there with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when you don't walk in the steps of the faith of your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the prophets of God? The prophets are your examples, my brethren, James said in James 5, beginning in verse 10. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken unto you in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You've heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that he's pitiful and of tender mercy. Then he says, above all things, my brethren, swear not. Oh, you get all righteous indignation. I swear I'm going to do this. I swear I'm going to do that. When God couldn't think up nothing else and swear by no greater, he swore by himself to Abraham, I'm going to bless you. You can't bless nobody unless you get Abraham's blessing on you. You can't bless nobody unless you've got Abraham's blessing in your bosom. How you going to bless somebody when the blesser hasn't blessed you? Abraham, God said, if you'll do what I tell you to do, after you patiently endure for 40 years, then you can start blessing. You can start blessing others. And you, all the families of the earth, shall be blessed, he said in Genesis 12 and 3. I'll bless all the families of the earth through you. My God, have mercy. Some comes close, but yet, like Esau, they won't keep their responsibility. Oh, they're seeking the blessing. Don't seek the blessing. Seek the blesser. Yeah. Amen. Seek the blesser. And then the blessing is dead certain. It'll come to you if you endure patiently. Praise the Lord. Follow me as I follow Christ. You're going to have to if you make it. If you don't, you're going to follow some bonehead. That's what you want? Help yourself. Like I say, it's a democracy. You have your freedom. You can do what you want to do. I just tell you this. Follow me as I follow Christ. For you know that we behave not ourselves unruly. We live a disciplined life. And God's blessing, the blessing of Abraham, is upon me in my house. So follow me. I might even have to tell you some things to do, like Abraham did Isaac. Praise God, but you better listen. Let us pray. Our Father, thank you today for guidons, fathers. Though you have not many fathers, we have 10,000 instructors roaming around America trying to teach somebody and counsel with them and advise them and give them leadership and their examples and their terrible examples. Our God, they're causing God's people to be destroyed. I pray that you'll help me to live such a life, to be an example to your people, Lord. God, that they can follow me as I follow Christ in full dedication and consecration to that old cross that Paul writes about. God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom I'm crucified to the world, and the world is crucified to me. Thank God. And the life I live in the flesh, it's by the faith of God who loved me and gave himself for me. It's by the grace of God. And I know that. These old smart alecks saying, oh, you can't live like that. I know it. But the grace of God that is in me can give me the victory. And I can live without sinning. I can live faultless and blameless. Praise God, as the Bible said in 1 Timothy 3, that a bishop or an elder or a leader of God's people must be blameless, the husband of one wife. And none of those other qualifications, Lord, not lovers or covetous, not greedy of filthy lucre, but a lover of good men, given to hospitality, and all those wonderful characteristics. I thank you, Lord, and I strive through prayer and seeking your face and seeking your grace to walk with you blamelessly and faultlessly, that nobody can put their finger on my life. I thank you, God, for that grace, wherein I stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And I pray that you'll help these to see Jesus in me. Lord, in Jesus' name, I pray that you'll grant them that grace, Lord, to look up and not see me, but see Christ. And they'll follow me as I also follow Christ, as their guide on, as a father and their teacher. Like Samuel said, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for him. I'll teach him the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity in all their heart, and consider how great things he's done for us. We do. God grant us that grace, we pray in Jesus' name, and amen.